You're listening to SBS News.
It's a face-to-face meeting of allies that not even a pandemic could prevent. The AusMin talks were supposed to be virtual, but Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says it's too important.
This one in particular, the time at which we find ourselves, both in terms of the challenges presented to the international community by COVID-19, as well as the strategic challenges that we face, means that it is important to be able to engage with our counterparts directly, personally and face-to-face.
It's the first overseas visit by government ministers since Australia shut its borders. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is also meeting at the Pentagon with her counterpart, Mark Esper. It's a week after the US hardened its position on the South China Sea, accusing Beijing of treating the strategic waterway as its maritime empire. Wang Wenbin from the Chinese Foreign Ministry is firing back.
Mr. Pompeo tried his best to rig up an anti-China alliance, but he forgot that we have already entered the 21st century. Advocating hatred and inciting antagonism is out of step with the trend of the times.
The region has been disputed for decades, and while China isn't the only country with territorial claims, it's dramatically asserted its presence in recent years, building artificial islands and military bases. And it's not just China and the US involved in the diplomatic fray, but Australia too. Last week, a letter was lodged to the United Nations declaring there is no legal basis for China's historical claims in the disputed islands. Ms. Payne says all parties need to act responsibly.
We expect all participants and all present in South China Sea waters and anywhere else, frankly, to behave and to act in a way that is responsible and sensible and contributes to safety and security.
It's expected the US will ask Australia to take part in freedom of navigation operations. Labor's opposition foreign spokeswoman Penny Wong has told the ABC it's important to assert Australia's interests while not engaging in escalations.
It is very important that the region is involved on the front line with ensuring that the integrity of the law of the sea is upheld.
Maurice Payne was also meant to meet with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, but that won't go ahead after he tested positive for COVID-19.